Welcome to the Guide Me Glow podcast. I'm your host, Shannon Tang, and I'm a holistic health coach that is here to help you become your glowier self mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm a lifestyle and wellness content creator and founder of the wellness platform, Guide Me Glow. In this podcast, I share my journey and knowledge on all things self-development, manifesting, confidence, healing your relationship with food and body, and so much more. Follow for weekly episodes to listen to on your Glow Girl walk. Hi everyone, welcome back to part two of the Best Friend episode, where we talk about moving to Australia, making new friends in your 20s, and who to invest your energy in, and honestly so much more. If you haven't listened to part one, just go back to part one and listen to that. And in this episode, we go way deep more into our friendship. What are the indications of a good friendship, what it was like living together, how we helped each other grow, and honestly so much more. And a little Q&A at the end, because we asked you guys if you had any questions for us. So let's just get straight into it.
I don't think I've been like ghosted.
Yeah.
Have you?
I have.
Oh, that girl.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
So weird. It's honestly
that's really odd.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I remember... Well, I'm not... Well, she probably isn't listening, so I'm just going to tell you guys. But, like, yeah, I made... It was actually an Instagram friend, which is why maybe I'm like, I don't want to make Instagram friends. No, yeah. I'm joking. But, yeah, we became pretty close, and I remember she was meant to... I think she was just going through something, to be honest.
Yeah.
But she was meant to come over and, like, stay at mine in uni, because we didn't live close to each other. And, yeah, she was meant to be coming, and she just never replied to me. It was so odd.
That's really
weird. I
was like,
hello? Like, are you still coming? And then she would, like, just literally didn't hear from her. It was
that's so weird.
That's
so weird.
But I kind of, like... Yeah, it was rude. But, yeah. Like, at the time, I was like, oh, my God, like, have I done something wrong? But I know it wasn't anything that I did wrong because, well, I didn't.
Yeah. And, like... Also, surely she would say.
Yeah, right? And also, I kind of felt like she just wasn't in, like, the greatest space... Even like when we did meet up and stuff like that,
okay.
Like a bit before. So I think if that does happen to you, if you are ghosted, know that is never to do with you, it's always to do with the other person. But it's so true.
Yeah. Also, like, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not a reflection of you. Like, it doesn't mean that your worth is lower or like, it just doesn't, it's just nothing to do with you. So just try not to take it personally.
Yeah, think of it as a blessing because...
Yeah. It's the universe.
It's the universe, like get out of the way.
Yeah, literally is. It's like even when you try, you know, when you just try and like make something work, and like it just isn't happening for you, hun.
But just like let it go.
Just let it go, and then like the universe is like sending you like so many barriers, and you're like, let me through, and then just like give it up.
That's funny.
Lessons
looking
to be learned.
Back.
Many lessons to be learned.
Yeah.
Okay, what is most important to you in a friendship?
Ooh, I think loyalty, trust, and love.
Aww.
And like feeling like you can be your true self. I think those are the main things for me. Like, especially as an introvert, I feel like that is probably number one. And then, because I don't want to spend time with people that I feel, you know, people just are draining sometimes. So I feel like I don't want to spend time with people that I feel drained.
Yeah.
And then, what was the other ones? Oh, yeah, love. I feel like, well, you should always feel loved by your friends.
That's
kind of
true.
Obvious one. And then, loyalty and trust. I think that's just... You want to be able to rely on someone and...
Yeah, I think for me, it's definitely loyalty is number one. Because, well, you're talking to Leo here, so Leo's very... Yeah, loyalty is like a big thing. I think, definitely feeling supported. I think like showing...
Supported.
Like, it really depends on your love language, I think. But for me, like, I love to like see... that friends are like supporting you and it can be in like the most little subtle ways and like maybe some people won't notice it as much, but I feel like you can always go and make the little effort to make someone feel like special or loved or like just supporting them. I don't know, even like the little things like on Instagram, like your friend's post, like do you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't take much effort, and if you know it means a lot to that person, then just like
then
do it. Whereas like I've had friendships in the past where when you're younger, you know how sometimes it can be a bit like jealousy friendships kind of thing. And they would never like your posts or like they would never support you on the things that you were doing.
Yeah.
And to me, that like does affect me a bit, because not in the sense of like, oh my god, I need validation from them, but it's more so like, as a friend, I want supportive friends around me, because yeah, I want to support you too.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you want them to like lift you up, and I think that is like so important in a friendship to me, or just any relationship, like just feeling like they're like proud of you and just supportive.
So you're like a team rather than
100%. Like a, yeah,
because otherwise competition. It's
just, yeah, otherwise, oh my god, competition friendships are the worst. Had them in the past, and it's just like so toxic, and it's not a friendship. You both need to do inner work. I think definitely loyalty, supportiveness, and reliable. I think just knowing that, you know, if something does go wrong, or like if you really need someone to talk to, you know that you can rely on them and they will always be there for you.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's a massive thing.
Mm.
And just being kind. just being like a nice, good person.
Like thoughtful.
Thoughtful, yes. Yeah, thoughtful. That's a must. just thoughtful. Yeah, in friendships, it's like you obviously want to feel they have thought of you.
Yeah. Otherwise, what's the point?
I know. Yeah. But you know how, like, in some situations, people just act for themselves and they don't think about their friends and then they do something, and you're like,
Excuse me. It's like, how do you.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, I'm going to leave here. We're done here.
Yeah.
Okay, how did you feel when we lived together?
How did I feel?
Yeah. Like, did you feel like. How did you think our friendship progressed, and like, did we have to figure out boundaries and like learning how to live with each other? Because you definitely cannot live with all your friends.
Yeah, that's so true. I feel like we definitely got so much closer living together than we were. Like, we were obviously really good friends before, but I feel like we got so much closer.
So much but, closer.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how quick it was though.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Like, I feel like at Christmas we got really close.
Yeah, it was literally like in the first like month.
Yeah, I don't really know how.
No, because I actually remember this, because before we moved in each other, obviously we were really close, but I still felt like I would always think that you just weren't like fully comfortable. I don't know. I think because you're obviously like quite shy.
Yeah, I am.
Felt like you never.
That's true. I didn't feel like fully comfortable.
Yeah, like I just knew there was like sometimes it was a little bit awkward with you.
It's so funny. I feel like so many people have said that about me.
Really? That's so funny.
Yeah.
But like, I think you have to be friends with like a certain type of person that will like just kind of just
have to be patient. Or like say how it is.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I guess I say how it is. Or like.
Yeah.
But as in when we moved from each other, we did break that. I think we definitely did break that.
I feel like actually we had like not arguments at the beginning, but like,
did we? I can't remember. Yeah.
Do you remember when? We went to get the table from your house.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't fit in the Uber or something. And I had a facial booked. And they get, like, they charge you late fees or something. I don't know. I got really annoyed because I was late. I can't remember. I think I was, like, helping you take your bed down. Or we got into, like, a little, it wasn't, like, an argument. But I remember bringing it up and, like, being proud of myself. Because I was, like, okay, I've, like, said how I felt.
No,
I think you looked a bit shocked.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that really.
I remember you
someone taking my mattress. That's all I remember. And oh yes, traumatic. A story for another time. But I don't remember that. I felt like you grew the most when we lived with each other.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I definitely like before. I didn't really say how I would feel.
Yeah, you never say how you never said how you felt.
Yeah,
and I was like, just. I know. I was like, just say it.
Yeah. I've felt this been so many times where you've said that to me, like, just say it.
Forcing Harriet to, like, not be an introvert for once. I'm like, just say how you feel.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I think our ways of solving problems were really different.
Yeah, so different.
So basically, if we got in any situation where we would have, not even an argument, but just a disagreement about
more
something,
disagreement.
It's definitely more disagreement. Harriet would go in her she would like walk away or like go in her room and not say anything or just go completely silent and like not speak to me. And like for me, I really would like to just sort it out in the situation, in the moment. Tell me how you feel.
And like talk it out.
Talk it out. And like you wouldn't.
Yeah.
And
I
would like say all these things and then like as in not mean things, but I would just say how I was feeling.
Yeah.
And then you would like just sit there and not say anything. And I'm like, yeah. And then I was like, well, any thoughts? Do you know what I mean? Like, give me something back. And you're like, I don't know what you would say. You'd be like, I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just tell me how you feel. I mean, then eventually it worked.
Yeah, true. I think before I would always have to like process it and like figure out how I was feeling.
Yeah.
But like, I never would. I don't know. I do have to think about things. Yeah. Because sometimes I think I never want to like say something and then hurt someone else without like thinking about it. So I have to process the thoughts, but I think I'm definitely a lot better about saying how I feel now.
Yeah. I feel like now you've grown so much in terms of like, if you, like, not with us, but like with other people, if they haven't treated you right, you will say it.
And yeah,
I think
true.
That's like a really important thing to do.
Yeah, true. I think before I hadn't really, like, I think I've told you before, like, my family is not confrontational. Like, I've never had like super, I guess when like moving around schools, I never had like super deep friends at schools that where I would be able to, or not like deep friends, but like I wouldn't be able to say on that level what I felt. Maybe.
Have you ever had friends that felt almost like sisters?
I have, but they have fizzled. So,
I mean, same. Like, yeah. I had, apart from, obviously, like, you, like, we're really close, but I always have, like, one really, really close best friend in life. Like, I never don't have one really close friend, like, best friend in life.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just how I've always been. I'm not really, like, a big,
like, friendship group.
Yeah, I really like having a big friendship group. I had that in college, and it was mixed with boys and girls, and it was really, really fun.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're not close to all of them because it's like,
big. You have to have like a deeper connection.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the same. I have to have like really close.
Yeah, so I want at least like one best friend.
Yeah.
But you felt like you couldn't really say.
Yeah, I don't really know why. I think I've always been friends with people that have never like forced me to say how I feel. I feel like also because we're quite similar in a lot of ways. We're quite different in a lot of ways also. Like we're really similar, but we have a lot of differences. So I feel like the differences, I don't know how to explain.
I think the way that you grown the most was having your own back a bit more. I think like just standing up for yourself. Obviously we've been through like so much together when we lived together and just helping each other get through things with like, other people and stuff.
True.
And I think the thing that you've done the most is like just like knowing your worth more kind of thing.
Yeah,
I think that
true.
Is like the main thing. And
I feel like for you it's I feel like you were in like defense mode quite a lot like before. I like noticed that when we first moved in together, but like, I feel like throughout the year, you just got more and more calm.
Yeah.
Not calm, but like, do you know what I mean? Just like more sure of yourself and like more, you wouldn't take things as personally.
Not as reactive.
Yeah, not as reactive. That's a good word. Yeah.
I think so. I think it's like other people's actions and what other people say. I don't necessarily, it's not like a reflection of me.
Yeah, you don't take it as personally.
Yeah. I think that's the thing like I've really tried to improve on too. Because I think before I would take everything really personally.
Yeah, you did.
And like, it's not
personal. It's not personal.
And I guess like it's hard to do sometimes because you're like, how can this not be personal?
Yeah.
But like, I think just letting that go and I think just knowing yourself a bit more and being like, well, that's that. Like, I just am who I am. It's not good or bad. Just, not being as reactive.
What do you think made you like grow in that way?
Probably like a lot of fucking self-development, like a lot of work on myself. I think, like I said, being in Australia has really forced me to do that inner work on myself. Like I've always been into like health and fitness in like the past, especially like 7 years. But moving here, even with doing my holistic health coaching course, that really shone a light on like how important getting to like the root causes.
Yeah.
Just doing like the inner work, listening to like loads of podcasts, meditations. Yeah. And like reading. Like I think it's just all like the self-development work that's just helped me, to be honest. And like obviously going through things as well, like having to go through those challenges, learning how to deal with them, learning from how you've acted in the past, because like maybe I would have reacted in some way and I'm like, you know what, that wasn't the best way to react.
Yeah.
So what can I do better next time?
Yeah.
And accumulation of like all of that. Even, you know what, I think like dating is such a big life lesson.
Oh, definitely.
Like it honestly pushes you to improve so much more. And I think since being here, I've not like dated heaps, but like I've dated more than I did like back in London. So it's just hurried up that process a bit more. Do you know what I mean? Like it's forced you to look within because at the end of the day, like it's nothing, the other person that's just on their end, it's not really, you know what I mean? Like the only thing that you can control is yourself and how you react to it and how you...
It highlights a lot of things. Yeah. I think that's the, like the main thing, because then you can work on those things that you get triggered by.
How do you think that you've improved since like we lived together and like how our friendship kind of helped each other?
Yeah, I think the ways in which we're different helped me. Well, like firstly communication, like because I didn't communicate and then being forced to.
Learning each other's communication like styles is so key. That's so,
yeah. And like trying to communicate in the same way as they would. I feel like I ended up at the end, or like still now, I feel like I communicate in a way that you would, if that makes sense, because it's what I've kind of learned.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Mommy
taught me.
Yeah. I remember when we first became friends, you weren't, you were obviously like into health and fitness but and like mindset, but not like
really. Not as much.
It was very like kind of surface level, but I felt like when we became friends and we like spoke about it more, you learning so much more and like even with like fitness and like health. Well, have you always been like into health? I think mindset especially.
Mindset, I think especially mindset. Yeah, I've never really been around people that have had that mindset, so I've never really like talked about it before. And I remember I definitely was interested in the past. I remember watching like YouTube videos on it and stuff, but I think I don't know, I went traveling and like kind of, when you don't have time for yourself, you don't really look into self-development.
You don't, because when you're traveling it's like I'm having the time of my life,
and you kind of just like live in the moment so I think because I was doing that for so long, I just didn't work on it, even though I was always interested in it, but I didn't like work on it, and I guess no one around me was like talking about it either. So yeah, when we became friends and like I remember you always ask like deep questions.
Just being a nutshell, really.
I remember thinking that's what we
met. So
I think because I was so shy and like I'm not used to opening up, I don't really like opening up to people, and and like obviously I wanted us to be friends, so I was like, I have to answer these. So I would like try and answer these questions, but they kept coming. And then I
didn't
like,
stop. Yeah, if anything, it's like making me like ask more.
So it's quite, I felt like that actually helped me grow like quite a lot. And then you gave me a book for my birthday. How to Heal Your Life.
I've got another book for you in my room.
Oh, great. And that was life changing, I think. Aww. Yeah, it really was. Yeah. But it's still my favourite book. I told you I reread it on holiday.
Yeah. Wait, for the listeners, what book was it?
It's How to Heal Your Life by Louisa Hay.
Yeah.
Yeah, great book. Recommend. Yeah. Just our conversations, I feel like.
I think it was just the conversations. Yeah. I think that's also how we built such a deep friendship, because everything we spoke about was so deep and like it wasn't really
and, like, helpful.
Yeah. You know, we would talk about, obviously if we were going through things, we would talk about it with each other, but it wasn't in the sense of like just complaining about it. We would kind of be
it
like,
was like constructive.
And like sometimes we would say stuff to each other that maybe we didn't really want to hear, but it was like you needed to hear it, because you can't, if something happens to you, you can be in the victim mentality for a little bit, but like you can't stay there. Do you know what I mean? You have to take yourself out of it. And I think for you it was like when you were going through a rough patch with this guy that you were seeing, and like you were quite sad for like a while, but I think once you got out of that, like things were just like, we moved to houses, like you were living in that place you didn't like, and then we both didn't like where we were living, and then we moved, and then it was just like a fresh start, and we just
I feel like it was a long, like it was a, like a lot of things that just kind of,
we just like needed to just like escape. We just needed to like get rid, and then like just start fresh.
What do you think helped you grow during the friendship?
For me, I think you've definitely taught me how to be a bit more patient and calm. I think with my personality, I can be like pretty fiery, and I guess what you said like before, like more reactive, a bit more like fiery, I suppose, but I think you've really taught me how to be a bit more patient and calm in those situations.
Yeah, I think it has, like, reflected a lot.
Well, I think because you have also, like, you know, like, feminine masculine energy?
Yeah.
I feel like who, before, I feel like I was influenced with more, like, masculine energy.
Yeah, true.
And I think the true me is more feminine energy, but, like, you know, when you surround yourself with people, you begin to
you
be like them. So then when I'm meeting with you, you have, like, very calm, feminine, like, calming energy, and that kind of, like, reflected back on me as well.
Yeah.
It kind of made me feel, step back into that.
Because
I feel like when we lived with each other, I just felt so free just to be myself. Like, I was so weird.
I was like,
what would I even do? I'd literally just, like, burst into song and dance and, like, make you, like, well, you wouldn't, but I would, like, try and make you sing and dance with me. And you'd just be, like, laughing at me. And I was just, like, a little kid, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's cute.
Very random.
I feel like once you reach that point, you know, you're in a safe friendship.
Yeah, I felt safe. I think that's what it is.
When I think masculine is, like, not safe
energy,
you know?
Yeah, it's like, for me, it's like, yeah, if I feel safe, then I feel comfortable to open myself up and be just, like, me.
Yeah.
Full force, me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that is it. And I think that's a key thing for friendship, is to feel safe in it.
Yeah.
And feel protected and safe. And, like, what you say to each other, like, you know, it's, like, between you two, and you'll always have each other's back, no matter what.
Yeah. Oh, that's actually one thing I can't stand in friendships, where you tell someone something really personal. I think, because we're both quite private as well, like, you tell someone something really personal and then they just tell other people.
That's actually something that I've really learned to be better at, though. You know how before I was, like, even when we were talking about boys and stuff, I'm like, I was,
oh, yeah,
like,
you're really private.
Really, really private. I remember, like, my first boyfriend, I didn't tell my close friends I'm home for, like, literally a month until they came to uni to visit me, and they were like, so wait, what? I just, like, didn't feel like I wanted to.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel the need to.
I do get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel, because I think with relationships, like, it's so personal.
Yeah, especially when it's so fresh as well. Like,
and I just, like, don't want people just
interjecting.
I don't. It's like, you're special, like, you know, it's just like you two. Like, why does everyone else have to be involved? Whereas, like, I remember when we with the first group of girls that we were friends with when we first moved here, they were so open and they would tell everyone everything.
Yeah.
But I've never been like that. And I'm still not really like that, to be honest. But I've definitely been, I've learned to be more open just in general. Because it's like, when you, that's how you bond as well. Like, you bond vulnerability, you bond on that kind of thing.
See, I think I'm quite good at,
you were good, that you would always say.
Yeah, I'm quite good at being open in terms of, like, being vulnerable, I think.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, especially boys, I think.
Yeah, you would just say it all.
Say it all. I just think,
I would only say to people I really trusted.
Yeah. See, I guess I don't, I guess it depends what it is, though, because some things I would never say.
Yeah.
But, like,
no, some, I feel like you have secrets. Like, if I'm, like, really close to someone, like, I don't really have secrets, but I feel like you have secrets.
Like, what?
I don't know. I don't think you do as much now, but you would in the past. I've definitely dug out a few secrets.
Yeah, probably.
Funny.
Yeah, moving on.
Moving on. Next question.
Next question.
I think if anything, for both of us, our confidence is just...
Yeah, I think that's it. I think we're just... I think we're so matched. Like, yin and yang.
Yin and yang.
Like, don't you think, though? We're so yin and yang.
Oh, you put this in the notes. How cute.
Oh, yin and yang.
Yeah, things that made us closer.
Yin and yang. That's true. I feel like,
and because we're quite opposite.
Yeah, we're so bit, opposite,
bit
but
same,
like,
at the same
time.
Same,
yeah.
No, I think it's because we're opposites in our personalities,
but the same in interests.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the key.
That's the key to the friendship. The key. That's what you gotta find.
No, and, like, no, and the same values.
Same,
like,
oh yeah, true.
Yeah,
yeah, that's very important.
Because you need to have the same values in friendships. Otherwise, you can get on so well and have the same interests.
Yeah,
but, like, it's not enough because there's something like something comes up and you're in, like, this tricky situation and someone does something that's, like, so unaligned and you're like,
did you just
honestly, you're like, sorry,
yeah,
and that can break a friendship. But if you have the same values, you know, like, for example, we're so close that if we're in a situation and someone did something, or, like, I'm not there and someone did something, you're like, oh, she won't like that, or, like, you know what the other person's thinking. It's like that. Do you know what I mean?
And I feel like you'd always want to tell the other person. Yeah. Like, I feel like if anything happened, would always tell the other person. Whereas I feel like lots of people just don't do that. I've definitely got had friends in the past that...
What do you mean?
Like, if something's happened and they know that I would hate that, they just don't tell me. So they just don't... I don't know. It's very weird.
Some people, because they're like, oh, I don't want to, like, hurt their feelings. But I'm like, it's going to come out. Yeah, I know. Like,
come out, and, like, they think it's not their place, but, like...
Yeah, but it's like, what do you mean
if it's you not know that place? It's your place, I feel.
Yeah.
I don't know. Honestly.
I think it also stems from, like, insecurity or, like, a place of, like, something they need to work on.
Yeah.
They've done something that's, like, you know, it's behind your back. For most of the time, it's because
it
gave them that... validation at the time. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Yeah, it doesn't mean they're a bad person.
Yeah. It just means, like, we've all done it. We've all, like, done things that are, like, not the best, but it's just about learning and trying to do less of that as you get older.
Yeah, true.
How to make friends when you don't know anyone in a new country?
Oh, yeah, top tips.
Yours is Bumble BFF.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not. We didn't make any. Yeah. mine is don't be afraid to just talk to random people. And I think this is like, sometimes you can get comfortable when you are somewhere. Like now we've like obviously found like our friends, we don't feel the need to just speak to someone at random. But I think don't be afraid to just say hi to a stranger or be like, oh hi, I like your outfit. Like that, you know? Yeah, or like when I was in Gold Coast by myself, I literally saw this girl and she was walking. I liked her vibe.
You followed her?
No, I didn't know. We were walking in the same direction. That's so weird. We were walking in the same direction. And I was like, I just liked her energy, her vibe. I don't know what it was. Yeah. Hey. And I was like, I think first I was like, hey.
Kiwi, I'm Shannon.
Do you know who I am? No, I was like, hey. Because I was looking for places to eat.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, hey, like, do you know any restaurants around here? Like, do you live around here? And then she was like, where do you live? She was like giving me some recommendations. And I was like, oh, also, I think I just said like, oh, I just thought I'd said hi. Like, I really like your vibe. And then we just started chatting. And I was like, oh, I'm here for work or whatever. And then, yeah, I mean, she was actually really young. I think she was like 16.
That's but so funny.
She looked older. But she was really...
I always say that about real friends. Like, they're really young.
No, I've actually met so many young people here. Yeah. Like, in England, all my friends would be my age or older.
Yeah.
They'd always be, like, mostly older. You're older. But, like, here, I feel like maybe it's just in the industry. Like, everyone's so young.
Yeah.
Early 20s. Yeah. But, anyways, we just followed each other on Instagram and I've never spoke to her again. But, like, do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
cute though.
Yeah, it's cute. Yeah. Like, and also it's...
I thought you were going to say you invited her for lunch.
No.
It'd be really funny.
No, I would have invited her for dinner, but she was on her way to work. So, yeah. But anyways, like, don't be afraid to just talk to someone random. You know, don't have those thoughts of like, oh my God, what if they think I'm weird? If they think you're weird and if they react badly, like, they're not the person for you. Like, it's probably a good thing.
And you know really soon.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to be friends with a rude person anyway, so like don't be afraid of that. And I would say go to events if you can, as in there's loads of like events on that will be like bring like-minded people together. Go to like workout classes because you'll have some sort of common interests. Even Instagram, reach out to people on Instagram.
I feel like I've never done this, but a tip for myself, if you move to a new place and like say you find, I don't know, like a yoga class or, you know, like Nimbus, like a wellness hub. Like go on their Instagram and like see the people that are tagged in it. And then obviously they're going to be into wellness. So like reach out to them. I feel like
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I've done that before. Like not here. I think maybe in London. Because when I first moved to London, I found it hard to make friends.
Oh, same. London's really hard to make friends.
Yeah, London's even harder to make friends.
Yeah. My sister's boyfriend, he loves music and like he loves DJing, and he went to this random like DJing event that he thought no one would really like, and he went and he made friends.
Yeah.
And I just think that's really brave and like you do stuff like that.
I think that's the best way to meet someone. It's like going to something that you love because you're going on your own because you love to go.
Yeah. And so you're like, gonna love it anyway. Yeah. Like regardless of if you meet anyone.
Yeah. So just like matter. Yeah. And then if you meet someone that's aligned, it's like a bonus.
Yeah. Right? Also, I always think
like the gym.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we met friends at the gym. Yeah, that's how we made a lot of friends.
Oh yeah, we made loads of friends.
Or the PTs.
Yeah.
Dead.
I always think like if you move to a new place and you do something say, like, I don't know, something like go to the cinema by yourself, or, like, do something by yourself, you don't know anyone around. No one knows you. So, like, who cares if they even judge you anyway? Because, like, yeah, they're not going to remember. You're not going to remember. Who cares?
Yeah. I think that's something you have to remind yourself, right? Like, no one actually cares.
Yeah. And they're probably not going to remember you anyway. Like, yeah, they'll probably think for 1 second, oh, she's on her own.
Yeah.
And then...
And then literally
they're never going to think about it ever again.
Literally. And it's, like, even... I think just implying that in all areas of life. Even with, like... Now we're, I would say, I'm, like, pretty comfortable with taking content.
Yeah.
Like, taking content in random streets or, like, people walking past. Like, don't really care anymore.
Still not agree with that.
But, like, if you think about it, like, someone's going to be like, oh, lol, they're taking photos. But it's, like, hello, it's 2022.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, I'm taking photos. If you like this hat, you would too. You know what I mean? They think that for 1 second, then they'll just go about the day. And if they're still thinking about it, like, a lot, that's just
then they have some issues.
Yeah.
But, like, that's something they have to work on. Yeah. Clearly, it's triggered something.
Yeah. Last one is, what's our favourite memory together?
Oh, yeah.
What's your favourite thing about me?
My favourite memory. This is really, really weird, but I think I've said it before in our YouTube video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you haven't watched our YouTube video we made like a year ago, I'll link it in the show notes. It's actually quite funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
And the TikTok I made you make with me.
Oh, yeah, this is another thing. I think TikTok is not... TikTok's not for me.
This is another thing. I love doing, like... I would basically force Harry to do... just any fun thing that involves dancing.
Trending videos. Yes. I don't like it.
It's fun.
It was fun, though. It was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fun memory. What was it?
Favourite memory.
Favourite memory. The day where... I don't remember. I think it was around Christmas. We were, like, doing handstands and stuff. And
stop! I was going to say that too! It wasn't on Christmas Day, though.
No, it was,
it was in the winter, though. Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Was it in winter? No, it was in summer. It was like a rainy day.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were locked down.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that was fun.
That was really fun.
I don't know why. It was so random.
That's so weird. Because I think, well, I remember filming it also.
Yeah.
If I can find the clip, I'll put it.
Day.
Yeah, that was really fun. I think, favourite memory is probably just like us, just like doing those things, like filming that funny TikTok
yeah.
I don't know, just things that we did at home.
Yeah, it was always like fun home things.
Yeah, like... Yeah. Just like dancing around and like even us like working. Well, so basically at one point me and Harriet worked at the same company because I started working somewhere and then I recommended Harriet and she came in.
She joined
the team. And so we were working at the same company. And obviously, okay, that was a challenge.
It
us
was a
working
challenge.
At home together.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you remember like pushing us on laptops? We had a really small table. it just couldn't fit like two people. Like, I don't know why we would always
why
face each other.
Why did we sit
like that? I don't know. It's so stupid. And, like, Shannon would always, like, hit each other's laptops, like, push their screen down so we'd have more space. And we'd just be, like, a battle all day, just, like, and we'd glare at each other. And, like,
Or like one of us would be working late, or like I wanted to have dinner. Yeah, because when I want dinner, I want to be like sitting in a peaceful setting and not having like laptops or anything around. And then you'd still be working, and I'm just like, this is so distracting. I'm like, that was not a good idea to have the office in the kitchen.
Yeah, if you ever move in with friends, do not do that because it was good in some ways.
It was fun.
I feel like we got closer and like in the ways that we had a lot of conflict.
Yeah, that's what made us get closer because we had to bring those stuff up. But anyway, aside from that, the fun times were us just like singing and dancing. Remember that day when I put on High School Musical? Everyone was singing.
That was so fun.
That was so fun and just like being weird.
I think. I think like the days where we were, it's like our weirdest self.
Yeah. Like really hyper.
Yeah.
Or like random day in the life of Shannon and Harriet, Margaret and Wendy.
That'd be such a funny like vlog.
I know. Maybe I'll try and find the footage and put it on the stories on the Instagram. That's so funny though.
It's so funny.
Oh yeah, I do remember those working days together. We even like funny things when I would do like pranks on when you would come back from a walk.
Stressful.
Harry would go on a really long walk in the evening and then like I was at home waiting for you. No, shaking. And then I would like, as she opened the door, I would like jump out and it would like scare her. Or like, what other random things did we do?
I can't remember. I feel like there were so many.
There were so many random things.
Yeah.
Things that help us like stay close, because living together, I do admit we didn't do as many things together.
Yeah,
because
true.
We lived with each
like,
other.
Or I read a I can't remember what it was. It was like a post or something about the gray zone where you're like living together and you're hanging out together all the time, but it's not like quality time.
So
yeah, you have, I don't know, like the deep conversations and like. I feel like, yeah, we did have deep conversations.
No, we always
still.
Had deep conversation, but we didn't
it was
do
more like,
things.
Yeah, it was like dates. I feel like we needed like a date night.
But then we did like try and do that. We had family days. Family night.
True.
So we called it family night where basically, well, we didn't do it every week, but we tried to like once a week we'd have dinner together, like as in make dinner together and sit down and do it. Whereas, like, because otherwise, obviously, we had different dinner times
different schedules and
stuff like that.
Yeah, true.
But then another thing we've been recently doing, I mentioned it in my last podcast, but because now me and Harry don't live near each other.
So sad.
we don't see each other as often, but we always do our morning voice notes.
Yeah, love those. I love that. They actually make my day.
Yeah, same. So actually nice. Does. Like, I only caught it in the morning. What voice notes do I have this morning?
What does she like about me today?
So basically, so we would start like, I don't know how we just randomly started sending.
I think it was me on my dog walk.
Yeah, so you were like dog walking and then... But you never used to like sending voice notes, ever.
No.
I would always send you voice notes and you would always type back and I'm like... What's this?
I think it's
But anyway, you became more confident and you could send me voice notes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we started sending voice notes to each other like on our walks, which is like the easiest thing to do. And then I was like, let's do a thing where every morning we say like an affirmation of the day or like a quote of the day, thought of the day, whatever. That's like a positive.
Yeah.
And then one thing we like about each other and one thing we like about ourselves. And I just feel like it's a really good way to start the day.
It's so nice. Yeah, I feel like it's great. Great idea.
Yeah, great idea. It just starts you off in a positive positive morning, you know? Who wouldn't want to be complimented first thing?
Yeah, true. Also, when we lived together, we'd always say, every meal we'd say what we're grateful for. I really like that.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore.
Do you sometimes not?
Sometimes I do it, but...
Yeah, before
not
dinner.
Saying.
Oh, I just say
not
to
saying
myself.
When the other person's not interested.
Oh, that's why I say it to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, before dinner, but say three things that you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Yes, love that.
And it's so easy to think of stuff.
Yeah, like, so easy.
Yeah, you always have something.
Always something to be grateful for.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are some questions that we had from other people. Number one, how to know if your friend has good intentions?
I feel like, tap into your intuition and you just know. I feel like you just know.
I think you just have a gut feeling.
Yeah, you have a gut feeling.
I think like... Your gut feeling never lies also.
Yeah. I think ask yourself that question and the first answer that pops into your head is probably right.
And also like, what is the evidence that like makes you think that way? Or like, not evidence, but like, what is their past behaviours been like? Because I think sometimes you can get in your own head and think someone doesn't have good intentions,
true.
But maybe that's just your mind like...
Playing tricks
on you, from like past experiences like, you know, people that have done you wrong in the past. But like, obviously not everyone's going to be like that. So if a similar situation does happen, don't automatically think that they have bad intentions. But it's more about like questioning, okay, why do I feel that way? What have they done to like make me feel that way? Can I just ask them a question that will make things a bit more clearer to me?
True.
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like, you know, when we first lived together, I feel like you often thought I had bad intentions. Do you remember? Yeah.
Why?
Like, not really bad intentions, but, like, I remember you sometimes saying something and I think, like, what? How can she think that? Like, just, like, little things. Like,
yeah.
And I think probably from trauma.
Well, yeah, I think from... So, like, won't go too into it, but basically, like, I had a friendship in the past and, like, it was a very... It was just like a lot of like jealousy and like competitiveness and like I think that kind of it did like affect me a lot, like especially with like work and stuff like that, because it was like same industry, whatever. And I think that affected me, because then if similar situations happened, like for example when we would do things together that like reminded me of that, it would then send me to think, like, if you were acting a certain way, it would make me think that, like, oh...
Like, it's the worst case.
Yeah, thinking of the worst case scenario.
Yeah.
But I think what helped that, well, maybe this is good advice then. What helped that was like, I just asked you.
I think you just brought it up, and then I'll be like, huh?
I was like, I just feel like I don't want it to be like this, and then you would say it's not like this. Do you know what I mean? I think just being upfront about it. Just be upfront.
And then I think I learned like
your my triggers.
Because I think it's so hard to like know what triggers someone, because you don't know everyone's past. Like,
how to know which person to befriend or not.
Whoever you're drawn to the most, I reckon. Or what do you think?
I think who you feel naturally drawn to. I think,
and like good energy. You just feel like something positive is just.
I think for me, like if I walk into a room where I don't know anyone, I'll just do a little scan around, and then I'll always normally be drawn to like at least one person, and then I'll just go up to them.
I feel like eye contact as well. Like I feel like you have, I feel like if you're drawn to someone, you just like keep catching eyes. Like even if like friends as well. Do you know what I mean? Like you just do.
I think you just like, I think you both just know, like it's just a vibe.
You just know.
You just know. How are you? How are you today?
I'm okay, thanks.
Okay.
No, I'm good actually.
I'm great.
I'm great. How
feeling
are you?
Great. I feel really hyper. That's good.
That's good. Good. That's good. It's
feeding off each other's energy.
Fave
thing about each other.
Oh.
We already said that this morning, but we'll
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a different one though. Well, I think overall, I feel like I like the way that you're so, I think because you are so into self-growth, you're so like confident. I think that you push me to be a better person.
That's mine. I love how you are just so like kind-hearted and like just like really sweet and like just really kind and like gentle and like calm. I think like that's, I think it's a whole like that energy is just really welcoming, and like you make anyone feel just welcomed and like safe.
Thanks.
I love that about you.
Yes. Cute. That's like yin and yang.
That's how yin and yang joining. And I like how you just always think about how the other person would feel in like what you do. And you like act based on that as well. Whereas like I think sometimes people can just be like, oh, I don't care. But you like actually do care, which I think is really nice.
Thank you.
Why do you think your friendship is different to others?
I feel like most friendships, I don't think, push each other as much as we push each other. In the ways of like self-development and just saying things how they are. I would say, for me, probably growing together and like pushing each other. Like, not even in terms of like career, just like in terms of life. I don't know.
It's like self.
Self and life. And then being on that comfort level, I don't know. What do you think?
I think for me, it's we're just so close that like we can just say anything to each other. Like I don't actually think I've had a friendship that has been like so close in the fact that I feel like we can pretty much say like anything to each other in terms of
whether
like,
it's like good or bad.
And like even like on a personal level, like things that like we don't, I haven't spoken to like about to many other people, do you know what I mean?
And
I
think it's so like true. Knowing it feels very safe.
I think it's that, it's like I feel like our friendship is just so like safe.
And
I know now what you said before, like not jumping to conclusions and things. I know that, for example, like a challenge I feel like we went through is like you were always really bad at replying to messages. And like that used to really annoy me, because I'm like, why does it take you so long to reply to a message? And I think I communicated that to you. And then you became better at it. But it's like now if that happens and like you take a while to reply, I don't take that personally. I just know that's like, I don't know, you're
I'm going through something.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, like it's whatever. Or I won't be afraid to text you or like, you know what I mean, again. Or like,
message.
Or sometimes you just, even if you know like something's up, I feel like we have this like weird telepath. Like, you know, like that time when I like just knew something was happening. Like you were out somewhere and like something had happened, and like I think I was at home, but I like could just I just knew something happened. Like not a good thing, but it just like happened, and then it did. And then I feel you said that something the other day, I can't remember what it was.
But like, no, I remember, I can't remember what it was, but I remember.
I just feel like we just know each other so well that like we can just sense.
You can sense when something's off as well.
Like
even if it's not a big thing, I think like
just
little things
and like we just know. And I think and even in the sense of when we're saying to each other, I don't know, we're going through something and I think we challenge each other in the way of be like, oh, but why do you actually think that? Like, that's not the real reason.
I think so many friends, like, they just comfort you.
Or don't agree.
Yeah, like, they agree. Yeah, I think, yeah, a lot of people just don't push you as much. They don't, like, think deeper, like, actually, what is really going on?
Yeah, you know? Which I think is really important, because it's like, as friends, it's not just about saying yes or, like, agreeing to everything. Mm. It's about actually being there as a friend, but sometimes you do need to tell your friends things that they don't want to hear, but it's probably for the best.
Yeah. I actually remember something that we did, an exercise that we did.
I think it's
we've done so many weird
things. We did so many exercises. No, you know what? I think it's because when I was doing my holistic health coaching thing, I had to do these exercises.
So I'd always do with you.
Remember, I tried to do like a health coaching thing with you, and like we do this, like the life wheel, and like we just always do these things.
Yeah, that was good. I was gonna say we did one thing where we said like 5 things we like about each other and then 5 things we don't like about each other, and I feel like I remember feeling like it was really eye-opening, and I was like, oh, okay, like that's something that
to improve on.
Yeah. And I think like a lot of friends you can't do that, because you will not be speaking ever again.
Really? Yeah, I guess.
I guess it depends, you have to be
close to like say that.
Yeah
I think I remember my sister saying that, like, we were on holiday and she's like, right, everyone say 3 things you like about each other and 3 things you don't like about each other.
I think I've definitely like, played that with my family before.
Yeah.
I always make my family do stuff like that.
I was like really offended when my sister... Aww. Yeah, and I'm like, excuse me. Oh, bless me.
Yeah.
Okay, what are most similar and most different thing about you both?
Most similar, I would say, our interests. Well, I guess what? I don't know. I feel like health and wellness.
I wouldn't say our interests. Like, our interests obviously are similar, but I feel like we have a lot of different interests.
I feel like health and wellness, number one. Because I guess that includes, like, mind and stuff too. And then, I don't know, what would you say?
What, similar?
Yeah.
I would say the most similar thing about us is probably our values.
Yeah, true.
Even when we first met, we kind of had similar style. A little bit different, but like we always
liked each other's outfits.
we had the same things, and like
you would always turn up in the same outfit. That's so funny. Yeah,
I think, well, you know, you had a good style if you got the same things. you know you bond. That's like more surface level things, but I think our values are quite similar.
Yeah, true.
And the most different thing, would you say?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of that. I think our personalities. I think we're so different, but like
It just works,
yeah. I think because you're quite, like, extrovert. Well, you're not extrovert. You're just...
I'm, like, well, like ambivert.
Yeah. But you would think... I would say you would think you're an extrovert. Like,
I come
if
across
you met
as an extra, yeah.
And I'm not.
Yeah.
So that's quite a big difference, I think.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to meet us, you'd be like, huh.
Yeah, okay. I think if people, like... Oh, yeah, and I think our difference is, like, the things that we like to do almost.
Yeah,
in
true.
Terms of, like, we don't work that well when we go out together.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
Harry, it doesn't last an hour, I'm telling you. Don't go out with you alone.
Actually, that's one thing I really learned, like, when we live together, never go on a night out just us.
never goes well.
I think that's when we've had our biggest, like, fallout.
Yeah, actually, that was one of our biggest fallouts, and we were like trying to go out, and Harriet didn't want to stay out, and like we hadn't even gone anywhere though, so I was like, I'm not leaving until we get in.
We
somewhere
queued, like 4 hours or something.
No, we did. Oh, that's so dramatic. It was 45 minutes.
Oh,
four hours. No, it wasn't. It was 45 minutes and it was a fun time.
It was a fun time in the end.
No, actually, our biggest difference is because you can't decide anything, and I would get annoyed because I'm like, why am I always deciding?
Yeah, true. That is very true.
Yeah. Mm. Apart from that,
I'll take that.
Yeah. Okay, here's the next question. How do you work through your disagreements? Have you ever had a fight? I think that's the only fight that I can really remember us having.
We went out another time. Do you remember? To Bedouin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I can't remember what.
It was kind of spontaneous. I think we went... Yeah. I can't actually remember. Anyway, we ended up at Bedouin, which is like a restaurant club in Sydney. And it was a bit of a weird crowd.
It was a
bit like...
Weird, yeah.
Like, you again.
I think if I don't like the vibe of people, I don't talk to
them. Yeah, that's exactly it. Like,
and you are more extrovert. And I think that's, sometimes that difference is like,
it clashes. Like, if you don't like something, then you won't, try to, like,
make the best of a bad situation.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, whereas, true. Like, I am quite, like, I will try and make the best out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
So, like, but then if I see that you're not feeling comfortable, like, you obviously aren't having a good time, it makes me feel like I can't have a good time because I feel, like, bad. Or, like,
I'm like, why is she having a good time?
Yeah. But then it's just, like, annoying for both of us because we both, it's just not a good...
I think, we just don't gel on nights out.
Yeah, I think, like, when it comes to, like, our preferences on, like, a night out or, like... social situation, like events, I feel like it just doesn't work as well because our personalities are so quite different.
Yeah, whereas I think I'm like, I want to like cling to like people I feel safe around, and then you're like, I want to make friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no.
So I think we work best one-on-one.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's funny.
I know.
Yeah. But I feel like we would be fine if we... I think we'd be fine if we went on a night out with, like, a big group of girls.
Well, yeah, because then you can go home if you want to.
Yeah, then I can go home. You're
left alone. Yeah. Well, yeah, because, like, the most annoying thing you said, you can stay if you want. And I'm like, I'm not staying with a bunch of strangers who are actually, like...
You're not talking to me anyway.
Shut up. But it's the comfort of having you there. Yeah.
Oh wait, we didn't answer the question.
How do you resolve it? Oh yeah, we didn't speak to each other. No. Yeah. How do we resolve it? I think I brought it up. Yeah, that's how we resolve it.
Like, have a conversation, see where the other person's why they're feeling that way. Like,
yeah. I think it's just like being open and honest and being like not blaming the other person. Like, never blame the other person because. Essentially, they've never made you feel a type of way, you've made yourself feel that way. But it's more just like communicating how you feel, why you feel that way, and like just knowing that next time, like, what to do in those situations. I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And avoiding situations that could make that happen again.
Yeah,
like, now we never go out, just us two clubbing.
Yeah. No, we'll go for dinners and have like that kind of stuff, but clubbing. It's just, and I feel like don't expect your friends, even if it is your best friend, to have like every single quality you want.
Yeah.
Like, because you can't find that in anyone.
A duplicate of yourself.
Yeah. And like, you don't want a duplicate of yourself, but like also you can't expect, no matter who it is, whether it's your friend, your partner, your family, like, you can't expect them to be perfect in like every area. So just like know, where you do get on the most and just kind of like build on that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to wrap this very, very long podcast episode up. This is definitely having to be in two parts. So this will be the second part. So if you haven't listened to the first part, listen to the first part. But I always leave my listeners with a challenge of the week. So what challenge would you want to give our listeners this week?
I challenge you, I guess on the topic of friends, look at the five people that are closest to you, or that you spend, actually not the closest, the ones that you spend the most time with, and think to yourself, are they making you feel good? Do you want to be like them? And cut them out. They're not.
Savage. Cut. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah.
I think it's something that I was thinking recently as well, like, thinking about who are the five people that I spend the most time with.
Mm.
Not to say like you need to just disregard them, cut them, but like, are they kind of bringing you what you want?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, obviously it's not like you just make friends with someone because you want something, but it's more like you need to also think about the time. Maybe it's just adding more people into that circle.
Yeah.
And fading away some of the others.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have to cut them. You can just fizzle them a bit and bring someone else.
Yeah, yeah. Because we were saying how like...
into the top five.
I think it's really important to have someone in your life that you're close with that, like, they're such an inspiration to you. Like, how can they help guide me almost? Like, can it even be like a coach? Definitely. Just someone that can help elevate you on that next level. Because I feel like you can also have friendships that nourish you in many different ways. They can be really great supportive friends, yeah. So that's why you hang out with them. They can be, they teach you how to be more kind or whatever, but you also need a friend that's going to help you elevate you in business or in, I don't know, even like your money mindset, or just like you need friends for like different reasons.
Yeah, different. Yeah. You know what I mean? And you one friend can't be all of those.
Yeah,
things.
And one friend can't be all of it. So yeah. Like you need someone that's going to help motivate you in like business, is going to understand that world. You're going to need someone that's going to understand you, what, like you said, like values, you know, that the home friendship, like kind of thing. You just need to, just be a bit more mindful of who you're surrounding yourself with.
Also, I think the way they make you feel, like the way you act with them, like, do you want to, you know, if you envision your future self, like how you'd act, do you see yourself acting that way with that person?
Yeah.
That makes sense. That's what I've been thinking about recently.
Yeah. Or even actually, if you feel like you can act like yourself around them.
Yeah, true, true. But I think, well, for me, it takes time. It takes a long time.
Yeah, but you know how sometimes like you're with someone and you feel like you're not your true self? Like you don't show all sides of you because you feel like almost judged.
I don't think
that's a good sign.
Yeah, no, that's not a good sign.
But then
yeah.
I guess you feel more comfortable with them and then you eventually become your true self.
Yeah, I think it depends.
Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway.
Great challenge of the week. Yeah, but I loved having you on the episode.
Thank you. It's very fun.
Yeah, it's been very fun. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast and just a little conversation with us and you found it helpful. I know that a lot of you guys were asking about obviously the process of moving to Australia and just friendships in general. There's obviously a lot to be said. But yeah, if you enjoyed this episode, please give it a little rating and review or share it on your stories and I'll repost it. And also if you want another episode with Harriet, we can also do one more on like relationships and stuff like that, because I think there's a lot to be said regarding that and like self-development on that. Like we said, it's one of the most, what would you say,
transformative periods of your life.
Yeah, it is. So let us know. But thank you so much for listening and I'll speak to you guys in the next episode. Bye
bye.
Cute.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah.